Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Reading through it, I think initially I said it was a blind date. It actually was a setup date where, Deshaun and this young person, or this young woman, had met each other out in public. And then this whole situation transpired at her apartment, allegedly. But this, again, the time frame is October of 2020. There is plenty of speculation that this might not fall under the previous settlement that the NFL had with Deshaun that cost him 11 games 2 years ago. But there were two things, because one of the biggest bits of conjecture is whether the league would treat this as a new thing, and what that would mean from the Browns side.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, certain Browns fans have already been on our Twitter mentions. At Nick Wilson says, at...
Oh, are you going to do the thing where you don't know my Twitter handle after 8 years?
At Jay Peterlin?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. I can be better than that.
Yeah.
At Jay Peterlin, social media reactions on X.
You know, yesterday during the pregame, I was like, it's at Nick Wilson says, like, no hurry up, no anything, like, you know, whatever.
Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We're friends.
Yeah.
We're boys.
Yeah.
I will do better.
No, it's okay. I'm just messing with you.
I think with this, I do think what's interesting is we've had fans get at us and say, perfect opportunity to void this contract and move on. And I think that's a totally understandable take to have, given the way the last 2 years have gone and given the way Sunday went.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of unknowns in this, though. And the first thing I thought, because the first of the two things I thought as we were sitting here in the break.
Yeah.
One, would the league let you or let the Browns void this deal, knowing how mad the league and the other owners were when you gave the guy the first guaranteed contract in NFL history?
Are you voting like they want to be able to void this deal, as if to help the Browns out, or is it to punish the Browns for this?
Yeah, you made your mess, sit in it kind of mentality.
Okay, yeah, because the first part of that is I could see from just the angle of like it then gets rid of the guaranteed contract completely, then we don't have 100% guaranteed deals. But the reality is that Dak yesterday signed what, a 97% guaranteed contract.
Yeah,
it's all this can't all fall at the feet of the Browns.
Yeah.
Now the other part of that, I do think there is something to the idea that Roger Goodell and company would say, yeah, made your mess, isn't it, for sure?
So I don't think it's I don't even think Goodell is like that. I think it's totally the other owners. I think it is no coincidence to me that you still hear.
I think Adele works for the other owners, and so that's just the reality of it.
I think my point is, if the other owners said, "Hey, we have no problem with this," Roger would have no problem with it. I just think that, I mean, that's what Amichiel does in this case. So I think it's more about the other owners, but I think it's very interesting that you continue to hear people say, the NFL owner's still not a fan of the Haslams doing that. Because there's two ways. One, you could literally just let them out of the contract. The other is you could absolve them of this salary cap shenanigans with this.
Sure.
And I think that's where it's tough for me to believe, especially because the Browns the last 3 years have kicked the can down and restructured his contract and given Deshaun, I want to say it's something like 120 of the $230 million guaranteed.
I mean, and Deshaun would have no legal recourse of this, right? If it voids the contract, it voids the contract, and he wouldn't be able to sue the NFL in return. I mean, I guess you can sue anybody for anything.
I would imagine, and this is conjecture now for me, I would imagine it's part of his contract because it's... I guarantee you that there were clauses in his contract about...
I'm trying to get to the bottom of what is the best for the NFL. If you think about it from that perspective, what is the easiest and what is the best thing for the NFL? Is that having Deshaun Watson go away? Is that having Deshaun Watson never play football again? Because right now, I don't know that the Haslams would raise some massive stink if this is what this ended up being. They might tell you publicly that they'd be mad about that being the outcome. I don't know that they raise some sort of massive stink that they no longer have to employ Deshaun Watson. So I don't know that the Browns would be maddest team ever.
I want to get to that in a moment. I think what's interesting
is... A week ago, they would be.
Because we're just assuming, all right, if there's language in the contract, the Browns exercise that language scot-free. I don't know we should assume that. That's more what I'm pointing out. And what I think is interesting is, if you're in the NFL, what's better? That the Browns get out of this with no penalty, or you come down hard on hit Deshaun with another suspension... And the Browns have to sit there and deal with still paying it, but basically the money goes to the league themselves.
Because another suspension is just, that's the end of Deshaun. Can we agree on that?
I think that's fair. I don't know how you can get 11 games for the first.
I mean, that's it. You're not running this thing back next year at all. Like, that's it. You just got to understand he's either your backup quarterback or whatever you do when he comes back is, that's it.
And when you start to say that sexual assault occurred and... bordering on what some might consider rape, I don't know how you come back from this. If the league looks into this and finds probable cause, or if this escalates to the point where more details come out or more women come out that again follow this specific line, I think the weird thing is when it comes to owners, you just don't know. Because there might be what the Haslams want to do in this, what the Browns want to do, and then there's, again, and these are, we need to say this 100 times, these are just allegations. This is a lawsuit. This is a civil lawsuit, by the way.
Oh, it is
a
civil.
These are not legal charges. Yeah, I went through, and it basically says civil like 5 times.
And so when it's civil, there's money involved.
So so that's one side of things. I think the other thing that I found myself asking is, how motivated would the Browns be to void the Deshaun Watson deal, if in fact that language is in his contract, which I think has been confirmed, but I don't know off the top of my head.
I think that answer 2 days ago might be different than the answer today.
Oh, I don't know. If you were already negative about where this thing was or unsure about Deshaun now that you've had him in the building for 2 years, I mean, even if he had a great game on Sunday, I don't know, all of a sudden you're changing your mind on that.
I think seeing him yesterday mattered in a big way.
Why is that? As opposed to the two previous years.
I mean, listen, I'm going to stick up for Deshaun in some respect, which is the worst time in the world to stick up for Deshaun, obviously, as we're going down this road with the new case and everything. I think Deshaun has been bad in week ones the entire time we've seen him be a player. I think there's hope that he could turn this thing around. But yesterday was as bad as it gets for Deshaun. If you have a get-out-of-jail-free card of sorts, and you just get to get out of the Deshaun Watson contract free, scot-free and everything, I think the Browns would exercise that. I think they would. I think it's been a big headache. I think it's been awful for them, all things considered. I don't know that they have as much belief that Deshaun is going to turn it around as maybe they did, let's say, even a few weeks ago.
I think, well, and here's the thing. The shoulder surgery might also give them additional thought to
for
this,
sure.
If you've watched him throw and you don't think he's going to come back from it, and this is a convenient out.
That's got to be a part of it. Big part of it, right?
I don't think it's as simple as you said, though. And that because it's not just how does this look around the league. It's not just how much
of this.
That's
not what I'm saying. I'm saying how it looks to the Browns.
I'm saying how does it look in that locker room. And again, this is a general statement.
Because you think, in your opinion, do you think it looks like they're giving up on the season then? Because if you don't have Deshaun, many respects you are, because you're going with Jameis at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I think
there's a lot of people that have their careers on the line every single year, but like Myles Garrett's getting up there in age. Nick Chubb's getting up there in age.
It's not just how do those players feel about what this does to wins and losses. I would also imagine part of it is this going to are guys going to feel like this is a shot below the belt from the Cleveland Browns? You can't tell me just voiding a contract, no matter what the allegations are, no matter what the lawsuit says, you can't tell me that there aren't going to be players loyal to Deshaun, friends with Deshaun in that locker room, that if they see the Browns do that with one fell swoop, like, I don't think it's just as simple as, ooh, easy, as you mentioned, get out of jail free card. There could be some real ramifications in that locker room. It's not like everybody in that locker room would want Deshaun cut on a drop of a hat.
Right, but if the season is gone anyway, if you take Deshaun out of the equation and the season's gone anyway, why does that matter?
Because they're people. They have personal relationships.
Yeah, it's a football team though. They're about the wins and losses. I don't know. I just don't know that they. I don't know that they care about the players' feelings as much as you think they do.
No.
In this equation, you get a chance to get out of Deshaun, but instead they're going to worry about upsetting random players' feelings. I don't know about that.
I don't think it's random players. It could be your most important players.
We don't know what players it is, though. We're just assigning it to random players.
But they do. So if it's Amari, or if it's Njoku, or if it's any of your important players, you do have to figure out.
Because they really cared about Amari's feelings this last offseason.
This is totally different.
You threw Amari in the mix, and they haven't cared about Amari at all.
But this will be if you were to do this, and again, all of this is if. Yeah. All of this is going by the letter of the law, what Charles Robinson said, what Mike Florio has written. But I think there are a lot of optics with this you have to consider.
I think the whole thing is a disaster.
No, you and I are in complete agreement that the whole thing...
Can we meet in the middle and this all being a big disaster?
But
is that where we have to break bread here? I don't know.
I don't think this is an accounting issue. I think this is a human issue, and it is...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
I know the Browns organization has become night and day from where they were when we had John Dorsey and Freddie Kitchens and Hugh Jackson. I know that we have adults in the room now, to use their own words from the Baker Report. I don't know how this doesn't feel like a giant landmine, you know, like a giant sea of landmines if you're the Cleveland Browns, if you even open this. Because honestly, there's the, you even just call the league office, hey, can we do this? No. If anybody in that league office leaks that, now you still have a guy in your locker room that is going to find out about that. Nothing about that makes me feel good, even if people can look at this and go, well, we don't have to deal with the contract anymore.
If this is as big as we're playing it out to be, and it's got the potential to be as big as we're talking about it right now, are you surprised we haven't heard from anyone around the Browns yet?
No. No, I guarantee
What kind of time do we have on this?
Well, Wednesday.
We're going to get something within the hour? We're going to get something within a couple days? If it's got this urgency, I am curious how fast we hear something from someone.
Wait, on the contract or on the situation in
general?
No,
on the situation in general.
In the situation in general, I would imagine that they're going to wait until they absolutely have to make a statement. Because this is, speaking of no-win situations, I mean, we're aware, what can you do beyond the basic, which is we're aware of the details and we're trusting the proper authorities. We've been in concert with the NFL, but as of right now, we don't have it. Like, what can you say beyond that?
No, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. I don't know if the NFL should be saying something. I don't know. There's a lot of, even though it feels like we're talking about things that we've talked about with Deshaun before, there's a lot of new here. There's a lot of different in this case.
Doug, very sardonically saying, hey, Nick Wilson, and Nick Wilson says, thank you, saying a civil lawsuit is still a legal action and comes with legally binding outcomes. It is not, however, a criminal action. Well, if I clumsily stated that, then allow Doug's news there to be the interpretation to be the correct one.
Okay.
As we both said, I did not pass. But no, I mean, I think those two points are the most interesting things about all the hypotheticals about if the NFL treats this differently, because that becomes a very slippery slope for the league and for Deshaun. For the league, Deshaun, and the Browns. Because I think people who are anti-Deshaun or frustrated with the state of the Browns or embarrassed that this trade ever happened, I think they look at this like the dangling carrot of finally we can get out of this. I don't think it's that simple.
I think the past 24 hours have been just a kick to the groin, all-encompassing a kick to the groin. Like it's one hit after the other, it feels like.
I think so, but I think people immediately went, so we can cut him tomorrow? I don't...
It doesn't feel like that's going to happen.
Well, and here's the thing. It's not. I would be shocked.
I would be shocked too.
Shocked actually isn't even a strong enough word. I think my point is it took you months to get into the situation and to have that situation play out on your time. I would imagine it's going to take months for this thing to play out. So this idea of the scot-free thing.
Well, you'll probably have an answer on whether or not you think Deshaun Watson's your future quarterback by the time we have a resolution on this anyway. Is that fair?
Yeah, unless he goes in the commissioner exempts list.
Right, which, again, we put out there is a possibility. Of course it's a possibility. But I just think from, again, and this is a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo and everything in between. I think
which
just
neither of us are.
No, we're not qualified. We don't know what the hell we're talking about when it comes to that stuff. I think I want to tell you how I feel about it right now. I feel like he played a bad game yesterday. I'm going to try to defend that a little bit, obviously. But then you fast forward 24 hours, and now we have a lawsuit on our hands that didn't exist 24 hours prior. And it just, like, the hits just keep on coming. Like, we're just never going to get out of this, it feels like.
So, I think that brings us to the point that I think everybody is. And I understand the rush to judgment when it comes to the trade itself. I don't know why some people, not in Cleveland, some national people, chose today to have that conversation.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.